in a minor way the way it was with the BCS when you have this extra long break. And of course, 50 days is not the same as 14. But the extra hype, the extra week, can sometimes lead to a lackluster game.
Yeah, I think, you know, history has shown it to be that way. But I think when you look at the magnitude of the Super Bowl itself, you almost need that 2 weeks of preparation. Not necessarily for the football team, but I think for the fans involved, the extravaganza that it is, the people to get their airline tickets, their travel accommodations, all those things in place. I mean, it doesn't happen overnight. When you're talking about the transportation of probably 40,000 to 50,000 people down to South Florida, in fact, I'm looking forward to that myself, to get some nice warm weather in beautiful South Florida. I think you almost need that extra week to get all those things accomplished.
Well, let's talk about the matchup there with the hype itself, with two coaches, and of course this historical significance of two African American coaches. You could argue that perhaps Lovie Smith might defer, if you will, as competitive as he is. There's so much respect between the two. He actually came down to their game against Herman Edwards and the Chiefs, sat in the stands, paid for his own ticket. How does that play into this?
Well, obviously, first and foremost, these are two outstanding football coaches, you know, and I'm, you know, privileged to call both of those guys my friends. I have great respect for what they've accomplished, and I do find it kind of interesting. You know, there's obviously a lot of headlines. It's the first time not only one black coach is in the Super Bowl, but two black coaches in the Super Bowl, and quite honestly, I've never looked at Tony or Lovie that way. I just saw them as two outstanding football coaches. I've been around them. I've been fortunate to be in their company. These guys are not only outstanding football coaches, they're outstanding human beings. But the fact that they are able to lead their organizations, you know, both taking over to a certain degree stagnant organizations, now leading them each to the Super Bowl, I mean, shows the type of quality football coaches they are and leaders of men that they are.